Time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to U-Tune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, U-Ink. Today, we will get spunk back into our sexual health. Sexual health is no different than going on an exotic cruise. The journey is long, and it takes an investment of time and money, but once you reach the destination, it is thrilling. But you might not have time to board a ship for 10 days, so let's find a faster route towards satisfaction. It is normal for relationships to cool and couples to lose intimacy and sexual heat. Want to supercharge your sexual health? Time for an injection of novelty to add a chemical boost. This theory is based on brain science. New experiences activate the brain's reward system, flooding it with dopamine and norepinephrine. As you trigger and amp up this reward system in the brain, you'll be enabled to feel more romantic love. Simply doing new things together as a couple may help bring the butterflies back, recreating the chemical surges of early courtship. Okay. Think of 5 new things that you would like to try with your partner, like take a pottery class, jump out a plane, ballroom dancing class, poetry slams. It doesn't have to be expensive or dangerous. I'm just using these examples to kind of get the creative juices flowing. So, what are yours? Okay, thinking of these new things to do is the first part, but in order for this to succeed, we need to discuss execution. So let's start with the pitch. You need to get your partner on board, so how you present it can sometimes make or break the success of this new adventure. And partners do better with ideas if you give them as much information as possible about this new experience. One reason to be prepared when you introduce the idea is because you also show how invested you are and that you cared enough to take the time to research it. Also, having all of the unknowns covered will ease the fear of your partner that they might have around the proposed date night. But be prepared for some hesitation or even a flat-out no. Many people have knee-jerk reaction to negate something they do not feel secure about. It's a normal reaction to fear or try to protect yourself from something that you might find threatening. What is important is that you remain calm and try to work through the resistance. A good response would be simply to state, "I understand you don't think you might like this. I put a lot of time and effort into this, though, and I also know that it'll be good for our relationship. Could you share with me the reasons you said no?" And then address your partner's concerns one by one. It will be worth the effort. As recent brain scan studies show, romantic love really can last years into a marriage. Also, these new experiences not only create bonding moments because you are conquering them together, but also because you're stepping outside of the normal patterns of behavior that you're used to doing around each other. You might even discover some new quality about the person that will reignite passions and interest in each other. You can even grow into something different and hence find new perspective on life and maybe even some butterflies. My pro tip. A thing that can be frustrating is when partners have different senses of adventure. My husband, for example, will say no to almost anything I propose. It takes time for him to warm up to new ideas. Just knowing this about him, though, allows me to be relaxed about it and keep soldiering on until I get his agreement or acquiescence. The best tip I received about how to make my approach successful, however, came from a man who was sitting in the middle of Black Rock City in the desert at Burning Man. He had a sign that said, "Ask me." So I jumped off my bike in the middle of a mild sandstorm and asked him, "How do I get people to see what I'm proposing is good for them?" His response, "You don't." And also, what makes you think that you know what is good for folks? But none of that matters. All you have to say is, "Can you please do this as a favor to me?" It was a eureka moment. And he was right. It works.
Wow.
Time for our movie motivation. A great representation of having novelty in a relationship and how thrilling that can be in a relationship between two people is 50 First Dates that came out in 2004 by Peter Segal, starring Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler. Drew plays the role of a woman named Lucy who has retrograde amnesia after being in a terrible car wreck, and when Henry, played by Adam, meets her, he quickly realizes that each time they go out together is like a first date because she forgets her days each night she falls asleep. Other than the inherent challenges to a long-term relationship this might cause, how fun is it to think about doing the same with your current relationship? So, use this as an inspiration towards treating these novel dates with your significant other as something new and fresh each time, just like your first date all over again. To learn more about how to get spunk back into your sexual health and how Harley Dean, international adult film star and founder of Missions 007 at Refugee Action Network, and how she keeps sexual health alive and well, you can listen to the You Ink episode that is the companion to this U-Tune break on 90.5 FM at 6:30 a.m. Saturdays with me, Rhea Greif. And of course, you can also catch your U-Tune every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of You Ink. Time to stop spinning and start winning.